Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Thank you so much. May I please speak to Amy?
This is Amy.
Thank you so much for taking a call, Amy. Happy Saturday. My name is Richard, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. And we're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. And this morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. We're not trying to sell anything, and your answer will be remain confidential. Are you or anyone in your house or is a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in a political campaign, Amy?
No.
No. Thank you, ma'am. Okay. No. Okay. Thank you very much. Now, thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will be voting the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? Is it I'm definitely going to vote? Are you very likely to vote, or somewhat likely to vote, or not very likely to vote?
Definitely likely.
Very likely?
Definitely.
Definitely. Likely. Thank you very much, ma'am. I'm going to go ahead with all the respect. I'm going to ask this question to you, ma'am. What is your age, please?
46.
46. Thank you, ma'am. And generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going to the right direction, or have they gotten off the wrong track? Right direction or wrong track?
Wrong track.
Wrong track. Thank you, ma'am. Now, when voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will not be asked about proposals that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how would you like to vote. Okay, in this case, should the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax for 0.65 million, or a period of, for the period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails with the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. In the elections we're held today, Amy, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal, ma'am?
No.
No. Thank you very much. Okay, you will say you are definitely voting for proposal voting. Definitely, right?
Say that again.
Yes, and would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting against?
Probably.
Probably. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, since valid language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will not be asked again about this proposal. If a simpler way, this proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for the public use. If you would be paid for the by slight property tax increase, knowing this, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal, Amy?
No.
No. Okay, thank you. Definitely vote no, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for next 10 years, will you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
No. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, as I mentioned, this proposal will raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It will cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closer to your opinion? I prefer this proposal to raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $7 per year. Second, I prefer this proposal to raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan constructing new trails, about $5 million per year, which will cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. The third will be, I'm fine with the current proposal, which raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90. And this last one will be, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which one will you choose?
The one that says I wouldn't vote for it, no matter what.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And from the following list, issues should the local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus most to help you and your family? improving local roads and infrastructure, holding the line of property taxes, reducing government spending, reducing traffic and congestion, protecting water quality and water supply, improving public education and local schools, controlling growth and development, dealing with inflation and cost of things like grocery and gas, fighting crimes and drugs and improving public safety, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, and making housing more affordable. Which one will you choose, Amy?
Improving roads.
Improving what? I'm sorry?
Roads.
Roads. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, you will now give in a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate that if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinions or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Now, Traverse Area Recreation's Transportation Trails, also known as TART Trails, is it very favorable, someone favorable, very unfavorable, or no opinion?
No opinion.
And I wanted to say something added to this. Thank you very much for your precious time, okay? Thank you very much. We're almost finished, okay? Your city or township, your city or township government, is it very favorable, someone unfavorable, or no opinion?
The city or county?
It says your city or township government.
Is it very favorable?
Unfavorable. Thank you, ma'am. And now, Grand Traverse County government, is it very favorable, someone unfavorable, or very unfavorable, or no opinion?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, do you think Grand Traverse County is going and developing too fast, slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
Okay, if approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of the Commissioners to spend its taxpayers' funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plans and construct new trails. Knowing this, will you say you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely? Is it definitely trust, probably trust, probably do not trust, or definitely do not trust?
Probably trust.
Thank you, ma'am. And there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove for each of the following to spend this money. This is to protect open spaces from their residential and commercial development. Is it strongly approved or someone disapprove?
Can you say that again?
To protect open space from residential and commercial development, do you strongly approve or someone disapprove?
Approve.
Okay. To promote health and wellness, do you strongly approve or someone disapprove?
For open spaces?
This is to promote health and wellness.
Approve.
Now, to provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling, do you strongly approve or someone disapprove?
Approve.
Okay, thank you. To maintain existing trails, do you approve this or disapprove?
Approve.
Okay, to increase non-motorized transportation options, do you approve this?
Disapprove.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, to plan and construct new trails, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Okay. To increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces, do you approve or disapprove, ma'am?
Could you say that again?
To increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces, like to open spaces and more recreations for the kids. Okay, thank you. And to promote recreational opportunities, do you approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Okay, to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks, do you approve or disapprove?
Say that one more time.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks, to make more access for the kids and the public to go to places.
Approve.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, if there are forces to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Construction additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between school, workplaces, shopping parks in Grand Traverse County, or ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse count as well maintained?
I don't understand the question.
Yes. Now, okay. Now, if it's forced to choose, which of the following is more important to you? Constructing additional trails to improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks in Grand Traverse County, or second, ensuring the current trail network in Grand Traverse County as well maintained.
Ensure the current, the second one.
Okay. No, okay. Thank you very much.
Are we almost done? Because I got to get going here.
I understand, Matt. Yes, we're almost done. We only couple more pages. If it's okay with you, or I can call you back.
I got to go.
Thank you very much for your time. Yep. You have a great weekend, man. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
Increíble.